Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Essam Al-Ghalib. Hundreds of more doctors and medical centers will join the COVID-19 vaccination program this week. Australia is on track to reach 1 million vaccinations this week, but that is less than the target of 4 million by early April. The government says it is confident that everyone who wants to get vaccinated will have their first shot by October. Expert Professor Robert Bui told the Nine Network the rollout will be faster in the next few weeks.
As programs roll out, they get faster and more efficient and more effective. So I'm not overly concerned by the slow rollout. It is needing to be speeded up. We maybe have to start using stadiums and other large places. But we do know that GPs were able last year to deliver, with nurses, with pharmacists, 17 million doses of flu vaccine in 2 or 3 months. So we can do it. We just need to get at it.
The Australian Medical Association says there's no need to worry about receiving the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine after a Melbourne man was admitted to hospital with blood clots. Federal health officials say there is probably a link between the 44-year-old receiving the vaccine and developing blood clots, but it is still safe to use. Vice President Chris Moy says there's no extra risk of clotting from the vaccine, as this reaction only happens to one in 500,000 people.
We need to relate that to, you know, how we think about other medications. So the pill is a really good example. Women taking the pill have a rate of clotting, normal clotting, not this clotting, of about 1 in 1,000 per year. So, you know, the numbers we're talking about here are very, very small. That's not to say we're not taking it seriously, but we do need a perspective when we actually look at the benefits versus any potential very rare risk of this vaccine.
No new local infection of COVID-19 cases have been recorded in Queensland for a second day. But 4 infections have been found in hotel quarantine. 2 of the returned travelers who tested positive had been in Lebanon. One was in Papua New Guinea and the other in India. Acting Chief Health Officer Dr. Sonia Bennett says while another day without a community case is good, the outbreak linked to Brisbane's Princess Alexandra Hospital isn't over yet.
Being completely assured that there's no transmission in community means that we ask the community for anyone who is sick to come and get tested. Otherwise, clearly we could have hidden transmission. But I think we can be fairly confident in 14 days, if we have no more locally acquired cases, that outbreak is reasonably under control.
An Australian couple has been released from house arrest in Myanmar and allowed to leave the country without charge. Krista Avery and her husband, Matthew O'Kane, were not allowed to leave Myanmar last month when they were about to get on an airplane to go back to Australia. Another Australian, Sean Turnell, has been in detention since after the army took power in February. Jordan has accused the former Crown Prince of working with foreign parties in a plan to make the country unstable. It comes after Prince Hamza, a half-brother of King Abdullah, was placed under house arrest in a rare public clash between top members of the royal family. Prince Hamza has accused Jordan's leaders of corruption and incompetence. Foreign Minister Ayman Safadi says several other important people have also been detained. I'm Essam Al-Ghalib. This is SBS News in easy English.